Yeah, Joseph McGee from the University of California Institute on Global Conflict and Cooperation. We talked a lot about the importance of basic research in these presentations this morning, but given the long-range nature of what you're working on, is there an interest also as part of this program of funding a training component either for undergraduates or graduate students?
For the NSF solicitation, in fact, there is no constraint on or prevention of your including a training component in the in your proposal. NSF's mission, such as it is for basic science and education, and so we're very happy to see, as part of the broader impacts particularly, a component that deals with training the future scientists of the nation.
Although it is not explicitly carved out as a specific topic that is in there, I would pay attention again to what Dr. Makin said about one of our three reasons why we're doing this to begin with. The workforce of the future must be more diverse in this area of social science. It must be richer. It must be deeper. No negative connotations about the current workforce, but we need one that is larger. We need one that is deeper. We need one that is broader to be involved with national security issues. And I don't know any real way to get from here to there without engaging actively large numbers of students in these projects over a sustained decade or decade plus long investment strategy. Over here and then at least over here.